我们一起打开约翰福音第二十章。
Let's all turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 20.
我们从第一节看到第十八节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 18.
我用中文读，请 Amy 弟兄用英文读，我们一节一节的读。
We'll read a verse in Chinese and then a verse in English. We'll do it verse by verse.
约翰福音第二十三第一节，七律的第一律，清早天还黑的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了。
Chapter 20, verse 1. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw the stone had been removed from the entrance.
就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。
So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him.
彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去。
So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb.
两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓。
Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first.
低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。
He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in.
西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里。
Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strip of linen lying there.
又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。
As well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head, the cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen.
先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了。
Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed.
因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。
They still did not understand from the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead.
于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。
Then the disciples went back to their homes.
第十一节，玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看。
Verse 11, But Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb.
就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐坐，一个在头，一个在脚。
And saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot.
天使对他说，妇人，你为什么哭？他说，因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。
They asked her, Woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him.
说了这话就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。
At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus.
耶稣问她说，妇人，为什么哭？你找谁？玛利亚以为是看远的，就对她说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我你把他放在那里，我便去取去。
Woman, she said, he said, Why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? Thinking he was the gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him.
耶稣说, 玛利亚, 玛利亚就转过来, 用希伯来话对他说, 拉波里, 拉波里就是夫子的意思。
Jesus said to her, Mary, she turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher.
耶稣说, 不要摸我, 因我还没有升上去见我的父, 你往我弟兄那里去, 告诉他们说, 我要升上去见我的父, 也是你们的父, 见我的神, 也是你们的神。
Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
莫大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说, 我已经看见了主, 他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。
Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord, and she told them that he has said these things to her.
感谢主, 我们所相信的耶稣基督, 他乃是 道成肉身的基督。
We thank God that the Lord Jesus Christ we believe in, He's the one who became flesh for us.
他不但是神成了人, 而且他为我们成了赎罪的羔羊。
Not only He had become man from God, and also redeemed us from our sin.
他被钉在十字架上以后就埋葬, 在亚利马太人约瑟的坟墓里。
And after he was nailed on the cross, he was buried in the tomb.
第三天从死里复活。
And he raised again from death on the third day.
有40天的时间, 他与门徒缠在一起。
And for 40 days, he was with the disciples.
以后他升天坐在父神的右边。
And later on, he ascended to heaven, seated on the right-hand side of God.
他和父差遣宝贵是圣灵来到地上。
Then he sent the Comforter to us.
凡信靠他的人, 可以得着了圣灵住在我们的心里。
And for those who believe in him will have the Holy Spirit to dwell within him.
给我们一个美好的确据, 告诉我们说, 我们所信的, 主耶稣乃是神的儿子, 乃是基督。
Giving us the assurance that the Lord Jesus we believe in is the Son of God, and that is Christ.
四本福音都记载关于耶稣复活的事情。
All four Gospels have recorded about the incident that Jesus rose from death.
但是使徒约翰好像他记载的篇幅特别多。
It seems like the Apostle John had recorded the most about this incident.
他用两章的圣经来记载耶稣复活向门徒显现。
He used two chapters to describe about the resurrection and appearance to the disciples.
所以我今天早上就选了约翰福音第20章。
So today I pick John chapter 20.
我们一同的思想 这一段的圣经,
let us all meditate on this passage together.
这特别是我们的复活的主向莫大拉的玛利亚显现。
This is the incident that our Lord Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene.
约翰福音第二十章有三次的显现。
There are three times that Jesus appeared to the people.
但是莫大拉的玛利亚是耶稣最先向他显现。And
however, Mary Magdalene was the first one that Jesus appeared to.
所以借着这段的圣经,我们一起的来思想主耶稣如何的向莫大拉的玛利亚显现。So
by this passage, we can study how our Lord Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene.
在这一段的圣经的里面,我分成三段。
And I separate this passage into three sessions.
第一段就是莫大拉玛利亚来到坟墓前。
The first session is Jesus, Mary the Magdalene came to the tomb.
第二段就是彼得和约翰来看坟墓。
The second session is Peter and John came to look at the tomb.
第三段就是莫大拉的玛利亚的见证。
And the third session is the testimony of Mary Magdalene.
她见证主耶稣已经从死里复活。
She testified that Jesus has risen from death.
并且把主耶稣所说的话告诉门徒。
And also to talk about what Jesus had told her.
让我们一节一节的来看。
Let's read this verse by verse.
我希望今天的时间能够够用。
I hope that there will be enough time today.
但是我也不能讲得太快。
But I don't want to speak too quickly with it.
我必须使用我的舌头。
I need to use my tongue.
因为这些年我的舌头已经不大灵活。
Because my tongue is not very active anymore.
但是感谢我们的复活的主。
But thank our Lord of Resurrection.
可以说这二十年来他保守了我。
In these 20 years, he had preserved me.
我今天能够站在这里也是那主耶稣复活的大能扶持着我。
Today I can stand here because of the power and the strength of the resurrection that has sustained me.
我乃是每一天靠着主耶稣复活的能力来活着。
And daily by the power of resurrection I can live.
我也可以说是靠着主的恩典而活。
Oh, I can say I live by the grace of God.
我能够说出话来乃是神的恩典。
If I can speak, it's because of the grace of God.
乃是主的大能。
And the power of our Lord.
我们先看第一节第二节。
Let's first read from verse 1 and 2.
这是第一段。
This is the first session.
这里告诉我们说新律的第一律清早天还黑的时候莫大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里看见石头从坟墓挪开了就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒对他们说有人把主从坟墓里挪了去我们不知道放在哪里
It said verse 1 Early on the first day of the week while it was still dark Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him.
七日第一日乃是安息日过了的第一个日，第一日。
The first day of the week is the first day after the Sabbath day.
七日第一日乃是一个新的日子。
And the first day of the week is a new day.
犹太人不纪念这日子。
The Israelites do not remember this first day.
但是我们的主在七日的第一日复活，所以我们每逢主日的时候，我们就来敬拜我们的主。
But our Lord resurrected on this first day of the week, so that's why on the first day we will come and worship our Lord.
约翰记载说，清早天还黑的时候
，John had recorded that early in the first day while it was still dark.
路加就特别说到是黎明的时候
，and Luke had talked about it's at dawn.
马可也说是清早的时候。
And also Mark recorded as early in the day.
马太就记载说是天快亮的时候。
And Matthew recorded as when the light is about to break.
他说莫大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里。
It said Mary Magdalene went to the tomb.
约翰只记载莫大拉的玛利亚来看坟墓。
And John only recorded that Mary Magdalene came.
其实莫大拉的玛利亚乃是每一个福音都记载莫大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓前。
Every gospel had recorded that Mary Magdalene had come to the tomb.
不单是 他自己来，并且有其他的妇女们也来看坟墓。
Not only that she came, but there are other women who came to the tomb.
有约西的母亲玛利亚。
And there's the Mary, the mother of James.
还有耶稣的姨婆萨罗米。
And then the aunt of Jesus, Salome.
还有约雅拿。
And then Susanna.
他们都预备了香膏香料要来膏耶稣。
They have all taken the perfume to try to come and anoint Jesus.
所以他们就带着香料来到坟墓前。
So they have taken all this perfume to come to the tomb.
为什么来到坟墓前？
Why do they want to come to the tomb?
在我们的传统的观念的里面，人死了三天以后，他的灵魂就要离开他的身体。
In our tradition that when a person dies, after 3 days, the soul will leave the body.
第四天他就开始腐烂。
And it will start deteriorating in the fourth day.
所以这几个妇女就希望说能够在这第三天能够膏到耶稣的身体。
So these women think that maybe they can do anoint the body before the fourth day.
他们实在是爱主的。
They really love the Lord.
但是他们一切的观念仍然要到坟墓前。
But the concept, they will still come to the tomb.
他的爱主的表明乃是要把香膏膏在耶稣的身上。
They will use the perfume to anoint the body as to reveal that the love for God.
我想我们觉得坟墓是人的归属。
We think that the tomb is the end of us human.
坟墓是永久的居住的地方。
It's a place that we eternally will dwell in.
当我少年的时候就看见人若是到了40岁已经结婚，儿子娶了媳妇，他生了孙子以后就开始那个预备他的喜寿。
And we have a concept that when at age 40, maybe the child had married and had grandchildren, then they will start preparing a place, a tomb for themselves.
我年轻的时候很怕到了人的大厅的里面。
And when I was young, I was afraid to come to the hallway.
因为哪一个喜寿就放在大厅的里面。
Because that tomb will be placed on in the hall.
但是年纪慢慢大了以后，他就想到这是很重要的事情。
But as I grow older, I think that this is something that's important.
他要预备他离开世界以后他所有住的房子。
He must prepare a place that where he needs to dwell in after he died.
所以他每一天要对着哪一个喜寿而看。
So every day, he will face this coffin and look at that.
他慢慢地训练他的哪个意识，就是说没有什么可惧怕的。
And he needs to train himself to think that there's nothing to be feared of.
就是他将来所要去的地方。
This is a place that he will go to in the future.
就是他将来所要住的房子。
And a house that he needs to dwell in the future.
就是他的永恒。
And this is his eternity.
就是他永住的地方。
It's a dwelling place forever for him.
那慢慢的有点钱以后他又盖一个大的坟墓。
And later on he become rich and then he will build a bigger tomb.
他也是要天天能够看见的坟墓。
A tomb that he can look at every day.
能够知道说我将来离开世界落土为安的地方。
So that he knows this is a place where he will, after he leaves the world, a place that he will live in.
我们总是想到坟墓是我们的归属。
We will think that the tomb is where our dwelling place will be.
我们总是想到坟墓是我们永远居住的房屋。
We will think that the tomb is a place where we're going to dwell in.
我想连希伯来人仍然的不是很清楚的观念。
And I think even the Hebrews, they do not have this clear concept.
他离开世界以后到底要到哪里去？
And where would they go after he died?
所以我们特别在从创世纪开始我们就看到当亚伯拉罕死掉以后他的儿子 就把他葬在坟墓里。
Starting from Genesis, like Abraham, when he died, his sons will bury him in the tomb.
圣经常常有一句话说，他是归到他列祖所住的地方。
The Bible always used the phrase, he will go to a place where his ancestor will dwell.
每一个列祖他住在哪一个地方？
And all the ancestors will dwell in the same place.
他都是到哪一个坟墓里去？
They all go into the tomb.
他都是到阴间里去。
Hades.
他们在哪一个地方享受他的安息？
And they will enjoy the rest in that place.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
他虽然被钉在十字架上。
Even though he was nailed on the cross.
虽然他埋葬。
Even though he was buried.
但是第三天他从死里复活。
But he rose from death on the third day.
打开那个坟墓的奥秘。
To open up the mystery of the tomb.
告诉我们说坟墓不是我们的归属。
To tell us that the tomb is not our eternal place.
告诉我们说坟墓不是我们永远居住的地方。
The tomb is not a place we will dwell forever.
坟墓乃是一个过渡的一个桥梁。
And the tomb is only a temporary place.
我们走过哪一个死荫的幽谷的时候，
After we have gone through the shadow of the valley,
我们若是有这样的意味着复活主与我们同在，
We have this abidance of the Lord of Resurrection with us.
他是我们的灵魂的牧人。
He is the shepherd of our soul.
他要带领我们经过的那个死荫的幽谷。
He will carry us through the shadow of the valley of death.
我们也不至于害怕。
That we will not fear.
因为我们的主与我们同在。
Because our Lord is with us.
他的杖、他的杆都安慰了我们。
He will comfort us with his staff and his rod.
很奇妙的，我们若是读约伯记的时候，
Very interesting when we read from Job.
我们就想到约伯为什么要遇见这许多的灾难。
We thought that why did Job have to encounter all these trials?
他是一个义人。
He is a righteous person.
他是一个敬拜神的人。
He is a person who worship God.
但是他遭遇了许多的灾难。
But he have encountered many trials.
约伯自己开始不明白。
And Job did not understand himself.
他的朋友也常常来教训约伯。
And his friends also come to teach him.
我们若是读到约伯记的时候，
When we read about the book of Job.
当约伯绝望的时候，
When Job was giving us hope.
也是他灾难临到他的身上最极端的时候。
When the trials had come to him to the peak.
也可以说他预备他的坟墓的时候。
Or we can say that it's the time when he prepared.
他预备他那个临终的时候，要吩咐他的朋友、他的子孙们如何的处理、办理他的后事。
He had to instruct his friends and his family how to deal with when he died.
所以到了十九章的地方，他就吩咐他的儿女们。
So if, when it comes to chapter 19 of Job, he instructs his children.
我们看约伯记第十九章。
If we read from Job chapter 19,
我觉得这个非常有意思的一段的圣经。
It's a very interesting passage.
就常常的这一段的圣经放在我的心中。
And this passage was always in my heart.
我想有人问我说，冯弟兄啊，你现在已经77岁了，你应该要看看一块的坟地那边。
And I think brother and sister talk to me that brother saying now you're 77 years old, you need to look at the place of the tomb.
你最少要请律师来写写的遗嘱那个。
You have to ask the lawyer to write your will down.
哎呀，有时候我遇见那个过不去、气透不过去的时候，我就想太晚了，太晚了。
And sometimes I thought, you know, I cannot breathe anymore. I would say, oh, it's too late.
我在礼拜四出去那个走路的时候，
On Thursday, as I went out to take a walk,
我开始第一圈的走的好像很好。
And when I walked the first round, it seemed to be very good.
我第一圈以后忽然好像走不动了。
And after the first round, then all of a sudden I couldn't walk anymore.
幸亏我还拿着拐杖。
And I'm glad that I had a staff with me.
所以我自己就走，慢慢慢慢走到自己的家里。
So slowly I walked back home.
我进到家里，冯师母不在。
When I went into the house that Mrs. Fang was not
there. 所以我就爬上我的床.
So I climbed up to my bed.
我躺在哪一个地方我就没有感觉了.
And I was laying down there, I don't have any feeling.
我想冯氏不知道这个事情.
I don't think Mrs. Fang knew about
it. 等到她进来的时候我说你给我一杯水.
When she came in, I said, can you give me a cup of
我又醒起来了.
Water? Then I start to wake up.
弟兄姊妹,我们的生命都在握在神的手中。
Brother and sister, our life is in the hands
我又度过一次的呢, 走过哪一个死亡的幽谷。
And once again, I have gone through the shadow of the valley of death.
但是生命是在于我们的主。
But life is in the hand of our Lord.
主耶稣说, 我是生命, 我是复活。
And our Lord said, I am the life, I am the resurrection.
若是神还是要我站在他的面前侍奉他的时候,
If God wanted me to stand here to continue to serve him,
不管我是有没有气息,
regardless if I have still have a breath,
不管我是多大的病症,
regardless if I have great sickness in me,
但是我的主, 他能够给我的力量,
and my Lord can give me strength,
给我的生命,
to give me life.
这是我依靠, 每天的依靠主而活。
This is how I rely on God daily to live.
我想约伯在他那样的情况的时候也是这样的。
And I think Job was in the same situation then.
等到他最极大的难困难的时候,
at the hardest time that he had,
好像他要弃绝的时候,
it seems like he was giving up,
好像他要离开世界的时候,
it seems like he was about to leave the earth,
他就写了遗嘱,
and he wrote down this will.
约伯记19章23节到27节, 这是他的遗嘱。
Job chapter 19 verse 23 to 27, that is his will.
他就吩咐后代的人说,唯愿我的言语要现在写上,都记录在书上。
In verse 23 it said, Oh, that my words were recorded, that they were written on a scroll.
他希望能够留一点的遗言。
He wanted to leave some kind of will.
所以告诉他们说,要把他的言语要写,记录下来,写在书上。
So he said that his words should be recorded and written down on a scroll.
我而且多年那个,我就想呢,我死了以后到底要留什么遗言?
And I was thinking, if I die, what kind of last words I want to be recorded?
我一生当中讲了很多的信息。
And in my life, I have preached many sermons.
以后我就想到我留一个录音带。
And maybe I think maybe I will leave a cassette tape.
这个录音带就是我 心脏病死了以后又活过来的见证。
And this cassette tape will record that, and because of heart attack, I died, passed away, and then came back, and that's my testimony.
感谢神以后,李白跟云珠就说,要把这几年的,从2000年的时候,就把我的信息写下来。
And thank God that Brother Li Bai and Paul, that they recorded down the sermon I gave since
2000.
And I was very joyful when they did that.
我也谢谢李白和袁珠用很多的时间。
And I thank Li Bai and Paul that they spent a lot of time on this.
因为我可以把我的言语记录在书上。
Because I can use my words and have that recorded on a book.
但是24节说用铁笔镌刻, 用铅灌在磐石上, 直存到永远。
But verse 24 said that they were inscribed with an iron tool on lead and or engraved in rock forever.
这个是什么意思? 要刻在哪一个, 磐石的上面。
What does it mean to be engraved in the rock?
它是要用铅灌在磐石的上面。
And then inscribe on with an iron tool on lead.
用铁笔来雕刻哪一个磐石字放在磐石的上面。
To use the iron tool and to engrave that in the rock.
我想我们可以想到这乃是木牌。
And we can think that this might be a wooden scroll.
我们死了以后总是要一个某某人的坟墓在哪一个地方。
When we die, we said this is a tomb for such and such person.
但是约伯要叫他的后人说,
你要把我的话刻在哪个木牌的上面。
But Job said that you need to record my words and engrave it in this scroll.
下面就是这个墓志铭。
And then this name after that.
他说我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站立在地上。
He said, I know my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth.
约伯所信的主，所信的神，他乃是说他是救赎主，要救赎他的主。
And Job believed that the God he believed in is the one who will redeem him.
他是绝对的救赎主，乃是活着。
And as this Redeemer lives,
弟兄姊妹，我们所相信的耶稣基督，乃是永远活着的耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord that we believe in is the Redeemer who lived forever.
他不是埋在坟墓的耶稣。
He was not just buried in the tomb.
他乃是从死里复活的耶稣。
He's the Jesus who rose from death.
我知道我的救世主活着。
I know my Redeemer lives.
末了必站立在地上。
In the end, he will stand upon
the earth. 他不但从死里复活。
Not only he rose from death.
他不但升天。
Not only he ascended.
他末后还要站立在地上。
At the end, he will stand on the earth.
他还要再来。
And he will come back.
26节说，我这皮肉灭绝之后。
And then verse 20 says that after my skin has been destroyed,
我必在肉体之外得见神。
Yet in my flesh I will see God.
我们有总是有一天我们这个皮肉要消灭。
One day our skin will be destroyed.
总是要毁坏。
It will be corrupted.
但是他说他要在肉体之外得见神。
But then he said that, yet in the flesh I will see God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们脱开这个肉体的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we put aside our skin,
我们的里面的人，哪一个属灵的生命的人，复活生命的哪一个灵，乃是要看见我们的神。
Yet the flesh on the inside, the inner body and the spiritual body will see God eventually.
他说我自己要看他。
He said, I will see him.
我亲眼要看他。
With my own eyes.
不像外人。
Not like another.
我的心肠在我里面消灭了。
And my heart yearns within me.
这个时候我要见我的主。
At that time, I will see my Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是你我的信仰。
Brothers and sisters, this is your will and my will.
这是我的信仰。
And this is my belief.
这是我一生的信仰。
This is the belief of my whole life.
我也希望我不要写在哪个木牌的上面。
I hope that I just don't write it down on that.
但是这个信心能够存到永远。
That my faith will last eternally.
当然我们都能够知道说我的救世主活着。
That we all will know that my Redeemer lives.
末后必站立在地上。
And at the end he will stand upon the earth.
所以他们来到坟墓前。
So when they come before the tomb.
莫大拉的玛利亚虽然爱耶稣。
Even though the Mary Magdalene loved Jesus.
曾经我们的主赶出他身上的七个鬼。
The Lord had cast away seven evil spirits from her.
他曾经把香膏膏在耶稣的头上。
She had once used the perfume and put
it on the head of Jesus. 用她的头发来擦耶稣的脚。
And used her own hair to wipe the feet of
Jesus. 她的眼泪洗了耶稣的脚。
To use her tears to wash the feet
of Jesus. 是的，她是爱耶稣的。
Yes, she loves the Lord.
但是她的方向错了。
But she had the wrong direction.
她所看的乃是看到坟墓。
She only see the tomb.
她来到坟墓。
She came to the tomb.
她乃是看着坟墓。
She was looking at the tomb.
这个时候，她一看见哪一个墓门挪开了。
At this time, she saw that the stone had been rolled away.
墓门滚开是让我们看到哪一个坟墓的真相。
The stone had been rolled away so we can see the reality inside the tomb.
很可惜的，莫大拉的玛利亚跟随我们的主多年。
Regretfully, Mary Magdalene had followed the Lord many years.
她听见我们的主说，她要被钉在十字架上，第三日要复活。
She had heard that our Lord will be nailed on the cross but rose from death, but will rise from death.
但是她面对坟墓的时候,
but when she faced the tomb,
她灰心,
she became discouraged.
她现在惊,害怕,
and she became fearful.
她忧虑,
and she was worried.
所以她就跑去告诉彼得和约翰,
so she went and told Peter and John.
她告诉他们说,
and she went to tell them,
有人把我们的主从坟墓挪了去,
that someone had took our Lord Jesus away.
我们不知道放在哪里,
but we don't know where they put him.
她还是要去寻找那个耶稣的身体,
and she was still looking for Jesus' body.
可能莫大拉的玛利亚是 比其他的妇女先到,
maybe Mary Magdalene arrived before the other women.
她没有听见天使的话语,
and they have not heard the words from the angels.
因为几个妇女到坟墓的前的时候,
because when these women came to the tomb,
那个天使就告诉他们说,
the angels told them,
他说为什么你们在死人当中找活人,
said, why are you looking for the living among the dead?
多少的时候我们愿意在死人的当中找活人?
And many times we look for the living among the dead.
多少的时候我们纪念哪个死人?
And many times we try to remember the dead.
我们没有真正的接受哪个复活的主可以住在我们的心中。
We have not received the fact that the Lord of Resurrection received him into ourselves.
多少的年代哪一个教会 是在死人家当中找活人,
in many generations the church is looking for the living among the dead.
他们保持他们的传统,
they preserve their old tradition.
他们保持他们的形式,
they preserve their
他们保持他们的教堂,
they preserve their own building.
他们保持他们的伟大的严密的组织,
and they retain their own organization.
但是他们没有真正的 要得着了结位复活的主,
but they have not really received this Lord of Resurrection.
那天使对他们说, 他不在这里,
and the angels told them he's
他已经从死里复活了,
he has risen from the dead.
请看安放他的地方,
just look where he was laid.
我想莫大拉的玛利亚非常的积极,
and I think Mary Magdalene is very active.
她比其他的妇女跑得快,
and she ran faster than the other women.
她做事做得很快,
and she must do things very quickly.
所以她一看见哪一个木门那个已经滚开了,
so when she saw that the stone had been rolled away,
她心里有个意念,
she had a thought in her mind,
耶稣的身体在哪里?
Where's the body of Jesus?
我怎么也可以用我的香膏香料膏耶稣的身体?
How can I use the perfume to anoint the body of Jesus?
现在她不在了,
now he's not here anymore.
所以她赶快跑回去,
so she quickly went back,
跑去告诉彼得和约翰说,
to tell Peter and John,
有人把我们的主耶稣的身体挪了去,
someone had taken away the body of our Lord Jesus.
我们不知道他 放在哪一个地方,
and we don't know where they had put him.
就是感谢我们的神主,
but thank our apostle.
彼得和约翰一听见了这个消息,
when Peter and John, when they heard the news,
他就赶快离开他们的家里,
they quickly left the house.
我不知道彼得和约翰是住在一个地方,
I don't know if Peter and John are living at the same place,
还是个人有个人在耶路撒冷有一个住处,
or if they have their own individual household in Jerusalem.
不管怎么样, 我想使徒约翰是非常的关怀彼得,
and regardless, Apostle John cared a lot about Peter.
彼得三次的不认主,
Peter had denied Christ three times.
他就非常的伤心,
he was very sad.
我想其他的门徒都离开了,
I think all the other apostles have
所以现在只有约翰来找彼得,
and now only John who came to see
可能他们住得很近,
Peter. Maybe they lived very close
可能他们那个时候住在一起,
maybe they lived together.
所以约翰就帮助彼得。
So John helped Peter.
扶持彼得。
To support him.
让他哪一个伤心能够恢复过来。
That he can restore from that sadness.
所以当莫大拉的玛利亚来报告这信息的时候。
So when Mary Magdalene to report the news.
彼得和约翰就一同离开他的住处，就两个人同跑到了那个坟墓。
So Peter and John left the house and then ran to this tomb.
但是在这段圣经的里面很有意思。
But so it's very interesting in this passage here.
我们从第三节看到第十节。
We'll read from verse 3 to verse 10.
但是彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去。
So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb.
两个人同跑。
Both were running.
那门徒比彼得跑得更快。
But the other disciple outran Peter.
先到了坟墓。
And reached the tomb first.
低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里。
He bent over and looking at the strips of linen lying there.
只是没有进去。
But did not go in.
第六节，西门彼得随后也到了。
Verse 6, then Simon Peter, who was behind him,
进坟墓去就看见细麻布还放在那里。
Arrived and went into the tomb, he saw the strip of linens lying there.
又看见耶稣的裹头巾。
As well as the burial cloth,
没有和细麻布放在一处。
The cloth was folded up by itself.
是另在一处卷着。
Separate from the linen.
先到坟墓的那门徒也进去。
Finally, the other disciple who had
reached the tomb first
also went inside and he saw
and believed. 因为他们还不明白圣经的意思。
And they did not understand from the scripture.
就是耶稣必要从死里复活。
That Jesus had to rise from the dead.
于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。
Then the disciples went back to their homes.
这两个人就开始一起走。
So these two people first started together.
以后就慢慢的一起跑。
And then they slowly they ran together.
我想这两个人是同心同行。
And I think they have a united heart in a.
弟兄姊妹在教会的服事的里面。
Brothers and sisters in the service.
我们若是不同心。
If we don't have one heart.
我们如何的能够同行？
How can we walk together?
我们如何的能够同工？
How can we serve together?
这个教会就成了一个分散的教会。
The church will become a disunity.
弟兄姊妹不是同哪一个人的心。
Not unite with who, whatever person.
我们乃是要同以主耶稣的心为心。
But to be united to the heart of God.
我们真正已经得到了这样宝贵的救恩。
We have received such a gracious salvation.
我们是活在主的生命恩典的里面。
We are living in the grace and life of God.
若是我们不能同心。
If we can have no unity.
若是我们不能同行。
We cannot walk together.
若是我们不能同跑。
We cannot run together.
我觉得实在是浪费主的恩典。
We will just put God's grace in waste.
让我们再一次回到神的面前。
Let's come to God again one more time.
让我们也真的求圣灵来光照我们。
To ask the Holy Spirit to shine on us.
我们是否同心？
Do we have unity?
我们是否同行？
Can we walk together?
我们是否同跑？
Can we run together?
我们要来看见所发生的事情。
To see what had happened.
但是虽然这样，他们有先后。
But even so, they will have a first and then.
有的人跑得快。
Some run faster.
有的人跑得慢。
Some run slower.
这里有一个门徒。
There's this one disciple.
他自己写约翰福音的时候，他敢说是主所爱的门徒。
When he wrote this gospel John, he is dared to say that it's the disciple Jesus loved.
他自己很清楚知道说他是主耶稣眼中的同人。
And he can say that he is the apple of the eye of our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们多少的时候觉得耶稣不爱我？
Brother and sister, many times we felt that Jesus does not love me.
耶稣爱冯弟兄。
And Jesus loved brother Fang.
他是主所爱的。
He is loved by our Lord.
我们每一个他的，每一只他的羊。
And every sheep of his.
每一个经过他宝血所买赎的。
Every person who was bought by his blood.
每一个得救了主耶稣复活生命的。
Everyone who received the life of resurrection.
我们要清楚知道说我是是主耶稣所爱的。
We must clearly know that we are loved by our Lord.
我的生命乃是主所宝贵的。
And my life is precious to God.
我的一生乃是主所宝贵的。
And my whole life is precious.
我们才能够愿意跟随我们的主耶稣。
Then we can follow our Lord Jesus.
我们无论是行事为人。
Because if we behave how we behave.
无论我们是思想意念。
And in our thoughts, in our mind.
我们能够过出一个圣洁的生活。
Can live a life of
我们不但是跟随他
，Not only we follow him，
我们乃是要学像主耶稣。
We must learn from the example of our Lord。
弟兄姊妹，让我们能够回到主的话语的里面。
Let's brothers and sisters, let's go back to the words of our Lord
Jesus。我们是主所爱的。
That we are loved by the Lord。
他眷顾我们。
He cared for us。
我们若是行在他的话语的里面。
If we walk within His word，
我们若是行在他的旨意的里面。
If we walk among His will，
我们复活的主乃是负我们一切的责任。
And He will be responsible the Lord。
无论我们是个人，
even though we are individual，
无论是家庭，
our family，
无论是整体的教会，
or the whole church。
我在这里敢说，主，我们所相信的主。负我们一切的责任。
I can say that the Lord who rises from death, He will be responsible.
我们把一切都放在他的手中。
We put everything upon His hands.
我们可以享得到的他的给我们的安息。
We can enjoy the rest that He gives.
我们也可以享受他给我们的安息。
We can enjoy the rest that He gives us.
但是他们跑的时候
，But as they ran，
这个年轻的约翰就跑得快。
The younger one, John, had ran faster.
弟兄姊妹，跑得快不一定就先得到。
And brother and sister, if you ran faster, it doesn't necessarily mean that you
get yourself. 我们若是读仔细的读这圣经。
If we read this scripture in detail.
这个彼得呢，就年纪比较大。
And Peter was older.
他就跑得慢。
And he ran a little bit slower.
那我以前很欢喜跑。
And before, when I was young, I loved to run.
我现在不但跑不动。
And now I cannot even run.
我有时候走不动。
And I can't even walk sometimes.
但是有时候不一定跑得快，年轻就可以先得到。
And sometimes not because you're young, you run faster, you will get it first.
这个可慢慢的跑不动的反而得到了。
And that one who cannot run, and he got it first.
这是彼得他在后面。
Even though Peter was behind.
这个约翰。先到的时候，他就停在那个地方。
And John was arrived first, but he stopped there.
不过使徒约翰他常常会观察。
And Apostle John always liked to observe.
他就看看旁边。
And look around.
他就低头向坟墓里看。
And he looked down and looked into the tomb.
他就看到细麻布还放在哪个地方。
He saw the strip of linen lying there.
但是彼得后面跟来。
But Peter was behind, but he arrived then.
他就先跑进去。
He went into the tomb.
他跑进去就看得很清楚。
And he saw it clearly.
他不但看到细麻布，也看到耶稣的裹头巾。
Not only he sees the strip of linen, but also the burial cloth.
没有紊乱的放在哪个地方。
It was neatly put there.
所以现在约翰也跟着进去。
So then John went inside afterwards.
他进去的时候
，When he went in.
他看见细麻布
，He also seen the
他看见裹头巾
，and saw the burial cloth，
他就相信
，then he believed，
他看见就相信
，when he saw it he believed。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们在一起的时候
，when we are together，
我们乃是有相互的作用
，we have helping each other。
我常常觉得，当我们祷告的时候。
And as we pray together,
或者我们一同敬拜的时候
or as we worship together,
我们一同唱诗的时候
as we sing together,
我们一起的听到的时候
as we listen to the sermon together,
圣灵运行在我们的当中
the Holy Spirit walk among us,
有一个互相的小互相的影响
there's an effect among us,
我们每一个人都有限
then we are all very limited
我们每一个人都有我们每一个的特长
And we have our specialty individually.
但是圣灵运行在我们当中。
But as the Holy Spirit works among us.
神的话语运行在我们当中。
As the Word of God works among us.
生命运行在我们当中的时候。
As the life works among us.
我们有彼此的响应。
And we will affect each other.
我特别的在祷告的时候，常常愿意去享受这样的美好的。效果。
And especially during prayers, I enjoy the effect of it.
我们特别在擘饼的时候
and as we have communion together,
我们有没有真正的享受到这样彼此的相应？
We can we enjoy the effect we have on each other?
因为弟兄选一首诗歌的时候
as a brother pick a song,
这个诗歌就感动了我的心
and this song had moved my heart,
而叫我就选了另外一首的诗歌
and then as a result I pick another song,
因为弟兄那个姊妹祷告的时候
because of a prayer of brothers
and sisters, 哪一个祷告就给我这灵的里面的启发
and this prayer gave me a revelation in my spirit,
我就做出了哪一个没有更深的祷告
and then I have a deeper prayer,
彼得和约翰
Peter and John,
他们来看坟墓的时候
as they came to see the tomb,
他有彼此的影响
and they affect each other,
彼此的效应
and then work together,
这是你我们教会所需要的
and this is what our church needs.
我们不是单独的做事情
we don't work individually.
我想个人一个人做事情很容易
and I think it's easy to work individually.
但是我们要彼此的联络
but we need to be connected to one another.
连于元首基督的时候
connected to the head, the Christ,
我们就觉得很困难
we felt that there's difficulties.
让我们回到这位复活主的面前
Let's turn to the Lord of Resurrection.
他给我们的确据
He gave us assurance.
看见哪个细麻布
To see that strip of linen.
看见哪个裹头巾
And the burial cloth.
我们的神留下的痕迹
And the trace that our Lord had left,
让我们不得不相信
So that we have to believe.
如同使徒行传第十七章告诉我们
And it's just like Acts of Apostles chapter 17 tells us.
神常常就立了那可信的凭据。
And God had left the assurance that can be believed in.
我想时间快要完了。
I think time is almost finished.
我想很快的我们就看到第三段。
And quickly we can see the third session.
就莫大拉玛利亚的见证。
The testimony of Mary Magdalene.
我想使徒约翰非常的真实的把玛利亚所说的话渐渐就记录下来。
And I think Apostle John had recorded what Mary Magdalene had said.
我刚刚提到玛利亚可能跑得快。
And I earlier said Mary may have run a
little bit faster. 他还没听到天使告诉他的话语的时候。
Before he even heard what the angels said.
他就跑去告诉彼得和约翰。
And she went to tell Peter and John.
彼得和约翰就也去了坟墓里。
So Peter and John then went to the tomb.
他们两个人看见那个细麻布和裹头巾，他们就相信。
When they two of them saw the strip of linen and burial cloth, they believed.
他相信什么事情
？What did they believe in？
他是记住主耶稣的话。
To remember the words.
他就想到圣经所记载的。
And they remember what the Bible had written.
他见到哪一个确据
？Then they had the assurance.
他们就信了。
So they believed.
这个时候，莫大的玛利亚又跑去。坟墓
and at this time Mary Magdalene came to the tomb
again 但是彼得和约翰已经离开回到自己的家里
but Peter and John already left and went back to their house
但是当玛利亚回到坟墓的时候
but when Mary came back to the tomb
我们看到圣经告诉我们
we saw that the Bible tells us
她就在那边哭
and she was crying there
这个哭是非常的伤心的哭
and this crying is with a lot of sorrow
这个哭是说不出话的那个痛苦
and this crying is without cannot even speak up a word
我想前一个礼拜
I think last week
以前常常跟我们在一起就是二十年前
and a person who was with us about 20 years ago
就是黄阿妈我们称她黄阿妈姊妹
and this elderly Wang, Sister Wang
那前一个星期就回到父神的面前
And she went to be with the Lord last week.
她的女儿就打电话给冯氏母。
And her daughter called Mrs. Fang.
就告诉她的母亲已经离开世界。
To tell her that her mother had left the world.
那一个电话我就在旁边那个听。
I was beside Mrs. Fang at the time listening.
我不是窃听的。
And I was not just eavesdropping.
哎呀，我就听到。那个他的女儿在那边哭
and I just heard that her daughter was crying there
我第一次了解到哪一个爱哭的悲惨
and first time I understand the sadness of the crying
一个母女的爱情
The relationship between mother and daughter.
她说不出话,
she couldn't even speak.
好像她一直在讲话,
it seems like she was speaking.
一直在那一个地方, 那个声音,
and there was a voice coming out.
那个声音震住了那个电话机,
and that voice had to shake the telephone.
我用这个来叫我了解说, 哦, 什么叫做痛苦?
And then I understood what is crying in sorrow.
我大人玛利亚, 她回到坟墓的面前,
Mary Magdalene, when she came back to
the 她孤单地在哪一个地方,
and she was there continuously,
留下来的只有哀哭,
and all she had is crying and sorrow.
真是表明她的主耶稣的情感,
and to reveal her love for our Lord Jesus.
她表明她的爱我们的主,
to reveal that how she loved our Lord.
但是很可惜她的方向错了,
but regretfully she had the wrong
她所看的是看的哪一个, 亚利马太人的坟墓,
she can only see the tomb from the one from Arimathea.
所以她没有办法得着了安慰,
so she cannot be comforted.
但是她低头看的时候还是神的恩典,
but when she looked down it was the grace of God.
她看见两个天使穿着白衣,
there she saw two angels with white
在安放主耶稣身体的地方,
was there with where Jesus was laid,
一个在头一个在脚,
one on the head and one on the feet.
这个时候天使就问玛利亚说,
so now the angels ask Mary,
你为什么哭?
Why are you crying?
弟兄姊妹,有时候我们不晓得怎样安慰人,
and sometimes we do not know how to comfort people.
有时候我们遇见难处的时候,
sometimes when we have difficulties,
我们流泪的时候,
when we shed out tears,
我们没有办法安慰的时候,
when we don't know how to comfort,
但是神常常在差遣使者来安慰我们,
but God was sending the angels to comfort us.
他不是要说很多的话,
they do not need to speak a lot.
他就是问我们为什么哭,
they will just ask, why are you crying?
这是天使的安慰,
this is the comfort of the angels.
但是这个时候玛利亚忽然就转身了,
but at this time Mary all of a sudden she turned around.
我们不知道为什么她忽然转身,
we don't know why she turned around.
因为可能她感觉到后面有人,
maybe she felt that somebody is behind her.
也可能天使现在也转向注视哪一个人站在玛利亚的后面,
maybe the angels also turned toward watching the person who stood behind Mary.
所以圣经告诉我们说, 她转身的时候, 她就见到耶稣站在那里,
and the Bible tells that she turned around and then she saw Jesus standing there.
弟兄姊妹,多少的时候我们担负我们自己的忧愁,
brothers and sisters, many we carry our own sorrow.
多少的时候我们流不尽我们的眼泪,
many times we shed so much tears.
多少的时候我们心中有许许多多的苦毒,
and many times we have bitterness within us.
我们好像有很多的冤屈,
we have a lot of complaints,
好像人不能够了解,
and people cannot understand us.
但是 我们若是转头的时候,
but if we turn our head,
我们不要面对着哪一个坟墓,
do not face the tomb.
我们转身的时候,
when we turn around,
我们就知道主在哪一个地方,
then we understand the Lord is there.
但是很可惜的, 她不知道是耶稣站在哪一个地方,
but regretfully she did not recognize it was Jesus standing there.
所以耶稣就问玛利亚说,
so Jesus asked Mary,
你为什么哭?
Why are you crying?
你找谁?
Who are you looking for?
我想这是常常主问我们的问题,
I think this is what the Lord asks us all the time.
多少的时候我们自己担负我们的忧愁,
many times we carry our own sorrows,
我们担负我们的重担,
we carry our own burdens.
但是主要把我们哪一个原因找出来,
but God, our Lord wants to find out the reason.
他说你为什么哭?
That why are you crying?
我们的主常常地安慰我们,
and our Lord always comfort us.
我们若是读到四福音的时候,
when we read the four gospels,
常常地他有一句话,
he always had one sentence.
他说放心不要怕,
and do not be fearful.
他常常也是问你我说,
And then many times he'll ask you and I,
你为什么忧虑?
Why are you worried?
为什么惧怕?
Why are you fearful?
你为什么疑惑?
Why do you doubt?
他要擦干你我的眼泪。
He will put away our tears.
他常常安慰, 告诉了许多伤心人说, 不要哭。
And he always tells those who are sorrowful,
当他遇见那英寡妇的时候,
and when she encountered this widow,
正是他要把他儿子带去埋葬的时候,
when she needs to take her son to bury him,
正是他伤心没有办法得到安慰的时候,
at the time that she was so sorrowful, cannot be comforted,
耶稣告诉那英的寡妇说不要哭。
Jesus told this widow, do not cry.
他就叫活了他的儿子,
and he raised this his son,
交在他的手中,
to put on her hands.
他也是这样的安慰耶鲁的家里的人,
the same way he comforted to this other person.
喂,你不要哭,
do not cry.
他要擦干你我的眼泪,
you will wipe away the tears of you and I.
神的帐幕在人间,
the tabernacle of God is among us.
虽然我们遇见许多的逼迫,
even though we encounter many persecutions,
但是在大患难的是许多的神的儿女在天上的时候,
but all these children under the tribulation,
神的帐幕仍然的伏笔他们,
the tabernacle of God still
shadow over us. 我们的主要做他们的牧者,
and our Lord will be their shepherd.
他要擦干他们一切的眼泪,
to wipe away their tears.
在最后启示录第21章也告诉我们,
in Revelation 21 it tells us,
神的帐幕在人间,
the tabernacle of God is among us.
他要与人同住,
he will dwell among us.
他要擦干一切的眼泪,
he will wipe away our tears.
不再有死亡,
there will be no death,
也不再有痛痛,
and there will be no pain,
因为一切都更新了,
because all are renewed.
哦, 玛利亚这个时候, 以为是看远的,
and Mary then she saw,
她把我们的主当作一个园丁,
and she thought that the Lord is just a gardener.
但是看到玛利亚是一个非常的有情义的女人,
but we can see Mary is very sentimental.
她虽然看错了,
even though,
但是她就告诉她说, 若是你把我的主的身体挪去放在哪里, 你告诉我, 我去取去。
Even though she was mistaken, thinking that the gardener, she still said that, if you have put him away, tell me so I can go get him.
把主看作园丁是不应该的,
and to see the Lord as gardener, this is not right.
多少的时候我们属灵的生活的里面,
in many times in our spiritual lives,
我们把这样一味的荣耀复活的主看作我们的乐人,
we have seen this Lord, the God of glory, the Lord of glory, become a gardener.
我们的祷告常常就要神按着我自己的意思来做。
In our prayers, we always want God to do according to what my will is.
我们的祷告常常是要神那个替我们做事。
In our prayer, we want God to work for us.
弟兄姊妹,神愿意为我们做事,
brothers and sisters, God wants to work for us.
但是我们不是做主耶稣的仆人,
but we are not being the servant of our Lord.
我们乃是要主做我们的仆人,
we want the Lord to become a servant.
在台湾我们常常有初期的时候有很多的国内的很多人退到台湾就请很多的
In Taiwan, when people move from China to there, a lot of people have a lot of female servants.
我们那个时候就给称这样的女佣所下命,
and we call this female servant to be a lower woman.
我想这个名称是不太对的。
I don't think that's a very good name for them.
现在在中国在大城市里面请很多的佣人,
and now in China, they have a lot of also servants too.
我想他们对他的称呼是非常好,
and think the name that they give them is very good.
他就叫他阿姨,
and they call them 阿姨, auntie.
但是我在台湾的时候常常我们觉得我们常常 把耶稣站作像。
And in Taiwan, I thought that we many times will treat Jesus as the lower servant.
我们既看错了他，我们又贬值了他。
We have been mistaken. We also lower his position.
这个时候，我们的主呼叫玛利亚。
At this time, our Lord called out to Mary.
他说：“玛利亚，玛利亚。”
Say, Mary, Mary.
玛利亚再转身过来。
And Mary turned around again.
她的眼睛开了。
And her eyes were opened.
她认的是她所跟随的耶稣。
She recognized it was the Jesus she followed.
她认的乃是被钉在十字架的耶稣。
She recognizes the Jesus who was nailed on the cross.
她看见了绝位乃是复活的耶稣。
She saw that this is the Jesus who rose from death.
她就说拿破里。
And she said, Rabboni.
她就赶快要抓住耶稣。
And she wants to hold on to Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，常常我们第一次我们看不清楚。
And brother and sister, many times we do not see clearly the first time.
我们说我们信耶稣。
We say that we believe in Jesus.
但是没有真正的信耶稣。
But we do not truly believe.
我们说我们侍奉主。
We said we serve the Lord.
我们说我们大发热心。
We say that we are enthusiastic.
我们并不是真正的侍奉主。
But we are not really serving the Lord.
我们乃是要发表自己的意思。
We just want to give our own opinion.
当主耶稣呼叫玛利亚的时候
，When our Lord Jesus called Mary,
玛利亚的里面的灵已经复活了。
That the spirit on the inside of
Mary resurrected. 她的眼睛开了。
Her eyes were open.
她看见站在她的旁边乃是我们复活的主。
And she saw that the one who stood beside her is the Lord of Resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有被主耶稣唤醒？
Brother and sister, are we awakened by our Lord Jesus?
他常常地呼叫我们。
He always called upon us.
使徒约翰特别地认识这一点。
Apostle John see this point.
在约翰福音第十章的里面。
In John chapter 10,
告诉我们说他是我们的好牧人。
It tells us that he is our good shepherd.
他是我们的真的牧人。
He is our true shepherd.
牧人认识羊的声音。
The shepherd knows the voice of the sheep.
羊也认识牧人的声音。
And the sheep will know the voice of the shepherd.
他就按着名呼叫每一只的羊。
The shepherd will call by the name of the sheep.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人。
Brothers and sisters, each one of us,
主都知道,
that our Lord will know.
这个名乃是代表我们整个的人生,
and this name represents our whole life.
乃是代表我们整个的人格,
and represents our personality.
代表我们每一个人,
to represent us.
我想我初初回到弟兄姊妹当中的时候,
I think when I first came back to our brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹有这样的渴望，我能够鉴察每一个人的心。
And the brother and sister want me to observe the heart of each person.
好像每一个人的事情，我眼睛一看，就知道他里面想什么事情。
It seems that if I can look upon a person, then I know what they're thinking.
这样的人可以做监督。
And this can be an overseer then.
我告诉。同工弟兄姊妹们说，我不是警察。
And I told brothers and sisters, co-workers, I'm not a policeman.
我是你们的弟兄的一个。
And I'm one of your brothers.
我们乃是一起来侍奉的。
We will serve together.
每一个人跟主都有发生关系。
That every person will have relationship with God.
但是我不知道每一个人的心意。
But I do not know the heart of every person.
但是我愿意把我自己的里面的东西能够坦诚出来，放在众圣徒的当中。
But I'm willing to open myself up and just lay it before brothers and sisters.
我也是愿意把我自己坦诚的在主耶稣的面前。
And I also want to be transparent and be honest before our Lord.
我们在神的面前没一个事情可以隐瞒的。
There's nothing can be hidden before our God.
甚至我们的思想意念都没有办法在主的面前隐藏。
Even our thoughts and our mind cannot be hidden before our Lord.
但是我们的主知道每一个人的心。
But our Lord knows the heart of each person.
所以当他呼叫玛利亚的时候,
so
Mary,
when Mary turned around one more time,
她就认得他是她所寻找的复活的主。
She recognized that it's the Lord who resurrected.
弟兄姊妹,我们需要常常的二次的回到神的面前。
Brothers and sisters, we need to come back to God a second time.
我们知道那个, 在马可福音第八章的里面记载, 耶稣医治一个瞎眼的。
We remember in Mark chapter 8 that our Lord healed the blind person.
他就要求耶稣医治他。
And he asked the Lord to heal him.
那耶稣就摸他, 他的眼睛就开了。
And our Lord Jesus touched him and then his eye was
opened. And
then maybe we did not pay attention to this
passage. 耶稣就问他说,
and very interestingly, Jesus said, what do you see?
他觉得眼睛开了,
and he felt that the eyes were open. And he saw.
他看见什么?
What did he see?
他看见人,
he saw people.
他说人好像树一样的在那边走。
As the people are like trees walking around. And many times we see people as trees too. So our Lord touched his eyes one more time. And he truly sees people now. And he can see clearly.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we need to be bright in our spiritual eyes. To ask God to open up our spiritual eyes. So that we can see the Lord's resurrection. So we can see our brothers and sisters. But Jesus said, do not hold on to me.
这个意思是说你不要抓住我,
and do not touch me.
我现在还没有升到天上去,
he said, for I have not yet returned to the Father,
见我的父,
to see my Father,
也是你们的父,
and also your Father.
我还有机会给你们在一起,
I still have opportunity to be with you.
但是一个更重要的事情,
but one thing is more important.
你需要把这样的话去告诉我的弟兄。
You need to go tell my words to your brothers and sisters.
实在我没有办法的讲尽这一切的话语。
I cannot speak of all those I want to speak of.
但是我们的主把我们当作弟兄。
But our Lord treat us as brothers.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
我不是在一个弟兄会制度里面 告诉弟兄说,
and I'm not calling you to call me brother because in an organization of the brethren.
我乃是看到我们的主耶稣把你我都当作弟兄。
But I can see that our Lord Jesus treats you and I as brothers.
他要告诉玛利亚说, 去告诉其他的门徒说, 把他当作弟兄。
He want Mary to tell other disciples that he treat them as brothers. And our God always asks us a question. Where is your brother?
这是我们神问该隐说你的弟兄在哪里?
This is what our God asked Cain, that where is your brother?
那我们真正的 把我们一起的相信主耶稣的能够是弟兄,
that we can treat all those who believe in Christ as brothers.
他说我的父就是你们的父,
he said, my Father is your Father,
我的神就是你们的神,
and my God is your God.
这是何等的恩典,
what a grace that is,
何等的尊贵,
and what an honor that is,
让我们能够 认识我们的天父,
that we can know our God,
让我们能够认识我们这位神,
to know our Heavenly Father.
他是配得我们敬拜的,
he is worthy for our worship.
他是配得 我们来到他的面前。
That we can come before him.
让我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱亲爱的主。
Dear, dear Lord.
我们来到你的面前只有匍匐的敬拜。
When we come before you, we bow down and worship you.
我们说我们是无怨的仆人。
And we can say that we are worthless servant.
我们都是蒙主了你的恩典。
But we have received your grace.
我们可以这样的来到你的面前。
So we can come before you.
求主继续用你的宝血来遮盖我们。
May you use your blood to overshadow us.
主啊，若不是靠着你的宝血，我们怎敢到你的面前？
If not by your blood, how can we come before you?
我们也怎敢可以站在势力在你的面前？
How can we even stand before you?
主啊，求主开我们属灵的眼睛。
Lord, may you open up our spiritual eyes.
叫我们的眼睛不要看坟墓。
That our eyes will not look upon the tomb only.
叫我们能够转眼能够看到我们所相信的复活的主。
That we can turn around and see the Lord of Resurrection.
主，我们恭恭敬敬把今天的话语放在你的面前。
Father, we respectfully raise up your own words before you.
主啊，这无怨的仆人。
O Lord, unworthy servant of yours.
主啊，虽然会说话，但是说得不清楚。
That even though I can speak, but it's not clear.
主啊，求主圣灵继续的借助你自己的话语。
But may your spirit continue to use your own words
开我们属灵的眼睛
to open up our spiritual eyes
叫我们不但愿意开我们的心门来接受你
that not only we will be able to open up our door
并且愿意一生的跟随你
that we are willing to follow you for the rest of our lives
也愿意一生的来侍奉你
that to serve you for the rest of our lives
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的
That's in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.